What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Hello, Pats people and Foxborough friends. Your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens here with the latest and always greatest edition of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEEI, Odyssey, and 2400 Sports. On today's very special episode, a little bonus ep for all the good boys and girls of Pats Nation, I am here to finally deliver a long overdue dose of grade-A, pure, unfiltered Patriots porn. That's right. And I'd like to also congratulate myself, John Elway style. First, I'd like to start by congratulating Nick Fitzy-Stevens on predicting exactly what was going to happen. With the way your quarterback, Drake May, has played recently, I said, I believe, on the radio, on my socials, on the podcast, that pretty soon the National Love Fest, everyone knows Drake May can play, but with the way that he has played through the first four games of the 2025 season, I said, watch out, here it comes. All the national takes, the loving up on Drake May is the next big thing is going to come. And it's going to come in the form of your TV shows, your radio shows, all of your Instagram and social media analysts. And it, like the quarterback himself, has fully arrived. Yes, I know for the longest time we were so spoiled here in entitled town. Our reality was a surreality because all we had was Pat's porn. Delivered prime, medium rare, every day, thanks to Brady and Belichick, served perfectly on a Pats platter. And then we haven't had it for a while. There hasn't been much to celebrate. I mean, come on, for God's sakes, the Pats, prior to Sunday's beatdown of the Panthers, were 3-16 in their previous 19 home games. Nice to see Vrabel and May get their first home win of the 2025 season. They were tremendous. Drake didn't even have to do that much on Sunday to get the dub against the team he grew up rooting for. But man, oh man, the stats that have poured in over this guy, the way that he is playing in his second season, which I will continue to maintain is not necessarily his second season. You see, Drake May only really started, started 12 games. And one of those games, I mean, he like threw the first pass, so it technically counted as a start, but it was the Joe Milton game. You know, the one last January that Gerard Mayo and company found a way to botch so that the Pats didn't get the first overall pick. Be that as it may, irregardless, he has started 12 games his rookie season. Now he's started four. With Sunday night's game, the Pats are going to Buffalo. With the Sunday night football game coming up, which I believe couldn't be more perfect, Drake May going as everyone's favorite comp or like the ascending next Josh Allen. He gets to actually go play real Josh Allen in Buffalo on Sunday night. Couldn't be a perfect way to cap off his first full season as a quarterback in the NFL. That's right. That'll be his 17th start. So you want to see exactly how far the Drake has come. You want to see exactly how much how the kid has grown, the maturation, the development of this kid, which I think is now in full-blown turbo mode. I mean, I feel like it has been unlocked this year with Josh McDaniels. It's not like the surrounding talent offensively is that much greater for him. He's doing all of this with, you know, a recovering former number one in Steph Diggs, who's also now starting to look better, had his first 100-yard game as well. You've got a complimentary assortment of receivers and offensive talent. Hunter Henry's balling out. That's great. Travion has yet to really fully discover the kind of success that he had in college at the pro level. But it's happening. It's happening. Ramondre held on to the ball for a game. Give it up for Ramondre, everybody. Ramondre the Giant. Okay, now he's still going to contribute. Anyway, point being, it's not like he's doing this with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. It's not like he's doing this with Hockenson, Addison, and Jefferson. He's doing this with, you know, a mid to upper mid-level bunch of guys. I'm not going to, you know, boomer out and be like, oh, he's doing it with a 6-7 offense. I hate myself even for just saying it that way. He's doing it with a fine assortment of talent. But I think now what you're going to realize after we rattle off these stats and hear from a couple of the national voices that are just blown away by the Drake, you're going to hear that, I think you're going to fully believe, rather I should say, that it is going to be priority number one for the Patriots to draft and develop, but more importantly, go out and find just one extra level of elite talent to surround him with on this rookie contract, because the kid's it, the kid's got it, the moxie, the pop, the something, the yeah, all the intangibles, you know it, you've seen it. I'm going to read you off a bunch of fancy stats, and I don't think any of them are as important as the most, they're just the good old-fashioned eye test. When you're watching Drake May, does it look like he's it? Does it look like he's got it? Does it look like he's the one? Yes, it does. It's as simple as that. But fine, you want some of the stats I promised? Here we go. Okay. How about this stuff? Drake May, in his last three games, 85% adjusted completion rate, 788 total yards, 8 total touchdowns, only one pick, 125 passer rating. Not bad. Not bad at all. Did I share with you guys that he has been the most efficient quarterback on third and fourth downs, according to Pro Football Focus, this season? Yes, I understand he is playing the easiest NFL schedule thus far. It has only been four games. This is a quarter mark check-in. That's all right. He also has the highest Pro Football Focus passing grade. Then there's also this one. Drake May has a 75-plus completion percentage and has thrown two touchdown passes in each of the last three games. Only, ready for this one, GOAT-level comparison coming in 3, 2, 1. Only Tom Brady, weeks 1 through 4 of his first MVP season in 2007, had a longer streak within a single season in NFL history. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. This one from the Patriots as well, from the Patriots Communications Department. Quarterback Drake May has now joined Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen as the only players in NFL history to record 135-plus passer rating, a rushing touchdown, and a passing touchdown, minimum 10 pass attempts, in multiple games in a season. Okay, I continue to be impressed. Keep going, Drake. Also, it should be noted, and my pal Andrew Callahan over at the Boston Herald, the Patriots had the second lowest play-action rate in the NFL last year. McDaniels has changed that. Drake May's play-action rate has gone up from week 1, 21%, week 2, 26%, week 3, it was at 30%, week 4, 38%. Oh, you mean so just not always being in shotgun or not always being in the pistol or not just straight traditional dropbacks, but a little play-action, the Josh McDaniels, the screen, oh, I don't want to see another draw, I don't want to see another screen, come on, Josh. It's happening, Josh. Josh is dialing up the right plays at the right time with this complimentary cast of offensive characters. Drake is getting the system. You can see that he's not thinking, that he's actually just playing now. It's starting to make sense to him. He's getting the offense. Instead of him having to come to it, the offense is coming to him. That's exactly what you hope for. That is exactly what you wanted to and needed to see. There's just a cornucopia of all these. And yes, Drake is like top three in CPOE and EPA and all the other fancy acronyms and football stats. Again, that, yes, validate the point that the kid is improving at an atmospherically incomprehensible light year rate. Yeah, okay, here we go. Here's another one for you. This one from the guy behind Scout D, Daniel Rotman, does a great job. Drake May threw 4 weeks, total yards, 6th overall, total touchdowns, 6th overall, total first downs, he's 3rd, EPA per play, 3rd, passer rating, 5th, turnover-worthy play percentage, 23 out of 36, and his completion percentage, CMP percentage, he's number 1. That's borderline MVP level, as some are saying at this point now. He's on pace to throw for roughly 4,300 yards, 30 passing touchdowns, 9 rushing touchdowns. I mean, it's all there. Oh, my God. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeted about him already. First player under the age of 24 with at least two touchdown passes and a completion percentage of 75 or higher. Yeah, there's the Tom Brady thing. Wow. Just wow. Okay. But maybe you don't believe me. You're like, oh, Foxborough fanboy. Oh, Fitzy. You homer honk. You'll always find a reason to love up on your Pats. Hey, I'm telling you as I see it. I was not a Drake May believer at first. I had still was like, you know, I would have gone Bo Nix and someone else maybe, or I love J.J. McCarthy. I still think these guys are all going to have great careers too, but I was not a card-carrying member of the Gotta Get Drake Club. Yes, I have the privilege of obviously talking to him every Monday, the interviews on the afternoon show, and I love how happy his development and his success as the Pats are 2-2 through 4. Probably could be 4-0, Fitz. Yeah, but they could also be 1-3. All right, everybody pipe down. Let me finish. I love that everyone is seeing what we're all seeing, that it's finally happening. And it's only going to improve. And like I said, the test against Buffalo Sunday night is going to be absolutely perfect to finish up technically his first full year as a starting quarterback. And yes, the deluge of national voices coming through on Drake May has arrived as well. I want to share a couple of them with you now here. Don't just take it from me. Take it from these trusted voices as well. Let's cut to my friends over at the Rich Eisen Show. Recently made the move from the Roku channel NFL Media back over to ESPN. Great to see Rich on the mothership once again. My guy Chris Brockman, producer over there. They do a great job, tremendous job. Love them very much. Anyway, Rich Eisen sharing a little bit of his love and admiration for what the Patriots have done and how Drake May has arrived and is proving he is the future in Foxborough and easily the best quarterback of the 2024 draft class.
Drake May is 100% taking the biggest leap and playing the best out of anybody that was drafted in the first round of last year's draft, without a doubt. And then you want to talk about some of the things that he has done. We're going to start to hear him compared statistically through the first 2 years, through the first this, the first that. You're going to hear the name Tom Brady more often than not, because obviously that's the quarterback you're going to get thrown into the mix with when you're talking about statistics in your own team record book. But Drake May has had a 75% or better completion percentage with two or more passing touchdowns in each of the last three games. Look at this stat that we're putting up on the screen. The only one in NFL history to have a better such streak in a single season is Tom Brady in his 50-touchdown perfect season of 2007. And he's tied with records, with a streak, similar streak, at three of Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning again, Kurt Warner, and five others. We've just thrown away the five others. As for Brady, Manning, Rodgers, and Warner, they all won an MVP in the season in which they did it.
Hey!
This is.
Let me tell you what won't happen.
I know. I hear you.
Say what?
I hear you.
No,
at 23 years old,
I mean, it would run the table.
He's the second youngest player. Well, I'm just showing you. Again, he may or may not. I'm just showing you what he's done so far is
he's been
really
great.
Impressive.
Yeah, really,
really
impressive.
Really impressive. And if they held on the football against Pittsburgh,
No way we lose that.
You know, week one against Vegas. Is a bit of a head scratcher based on the fact that Vegas is yet to win another one.
Right.
And he's the second youngest player with two or more passing touchdowns or one or more rushing touchdowns and a passer rating of 155 in the same game. His passer rating was 155.6 Sunday. Lamar was the only younger to do it. Mm. He did it at age 22, and you know what he did that season? He won the MVP.
Tell him, Rich Eisen.
I'm serious.
What are the results, bro?
70-1 right now.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss.
After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Pretty good stuff, huh? Oh, wait, what's that? You need more? You want more national voices with experience watching sports prone to potentially hot takes from their big desks with their big microphones? Okay, fine. I heard you. In fact, let's bring you to the herd right now. Here's Colin Cowherd loving up on Drake May and the fact that, yes, he realizes that Drake is the one. And you can almost get a little bit of that fear, like, uh-oh, don't tell me the Patriots are going to start to be great again. We're not that insufferable yet. Okay, the insufferability is coming. Anyway, here's the herd.
Cam Ward is struggling. He's talented, but it is hard to be a rookie quarterback, and Jackson Dart's feeling pretty good about himself. Last year was a big quarterback class, and we said we thought most of these guys, outside of J.J. McCarthy, was the one I didn't really buy, but I liked everybody at certain levels. I loved Caleb and Jaden Daniels, and I really liked Penix and Bo Nix, and I thought Drake May also was going to make it. So Drake May won again yesterday, 3 touchdowns, 155 passer rating. You can look at the highlights. Size, temperament, accuracy, mobility. He's top 6 right now in total yards and total touchdowns, and he doesn't have a ton to work with. PFF in their preseason evaluation had New England as the second worst wide receiver group. So to me, head coach, Will Campbell looks like he's going to work. Head coach, left tackle, quarterback, renew your season tickets. It looks like they found the guy. Special teams are excellent. So I would say if you look over last year's first round quarterbacks, here is the report card. Caleb looks promising. Jaden and Drake May, in my opinion, are hits. Michael Penix, inconsistent like Caleb, but very promising. J.J. McCarthy, wasn't a huge fan. I have real doubts. He looks overwhelmed. Bo Nix, who plays tonight, I think that is another hit. He's been a shaky September quarterback, but good otherwise. And here's Mike Vrabel on his young QB.
Just throw to the guy that's open in the progression as soon as he's open. And then, if not, quickly progress through. Those are the things that quarterbacks have to do, and they have to have a command of it, and we did that. If we continue just to believe in the quarterback that he's going to throw it to the guy who's open in the progression, that good things will happen.
A local guy who's been watching the Patriots his whole life, a couple of nationally respected voices, all in agreement, just like all you good people in Patriots Nation, Drake May is doing some damn fine work in his sophomore season, second year, etc. I know I'm a little numerically pedantic about that. But anyway, it's all coming together for him. All your belief in Drake being the one. All you doubters out there. I don't know if I like his fire. I don't know if I like his compete. Something about that kid. I think he might be kind of spoiled. Bob, he's different. Yeah, he's a Southern kid. He's a country kid. Okay, he's a little bit different. But, you know, maybe he does like playing in warmer weather. You know, may not necessarily just be like all the, you know, hard and true, diehard New Englander, Pats Nation peoples, but the kid can play ball. The kid is a natural athlete. He was born for this. It is now happening. Josh is the right guy for him. Vrabel is the perfect coach for him, and he's doing it all with that complimentary assortment of talent without elite-level playmakers. Let's hope they get him some more sometime soon, but those of you out there who said this kid's going to be something special, the Orlovskys and others, they were right. Luke, tell your sister. You're right. That's right. Drake May is massively improving. It's really fun to watch. It's going to make this season extra special for everybody, all you good Pats, all you good boys and girls out there in Pats Nation. And I think the perfect test as he passes the quarter mark, like I said earlier, Sunday night in Buffalo, Sunday night football, Tirico and Collinsworth. Now, here's a guy that reminds me of Josh Allen, Mike. Yeah. Okay, he should, because, you know, he's not as big, not as strong. Josh, like we mentioned many times before, really unlocked it with Brian Daboll. Year two, about halfway through the season. Looks like Drake is unlocking it a quarter of the way into the season, into his, you know, into year two as well. So it's coming together, folks. Should make for a hell of a showdown. Last year, don't forget, with lesser talent and far less experience, Drake went up to Buffalo and they were up 14-0 and they had a lead and played Josh Allen real well. And Josh Allen spoke very highly of Drake May this offseason as well. So get your popcorn ready. Get your bevies on ice. Hopefully by then, maybe the Red Sox have beat the Yankees and have moved on in the postseason. And if not, you know what? If the Red Sox are unable to defeat the Yankees in the wild card round, you'll have this to fall back onto and look forward to as well. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. Just wanted to share, you know, I'm kind of getting on the Drake May hype train as well. It's really fun. It's really fun talking to him. It's really fun watching it. This team is taking on a whole new identity. They're a whole new team. We don't have to compare them to the Belichick Patriots. We don't have to compare him to Tom Brady, even though there is now valid statistical comparison. Just let them be who they are. Let this kid develop into who he is. Although it is nice to have some Pats of the past like Vrabel and McDaniels to help him develop into a very bright future in Foxborough. All right, there's your little Six Rings update, Drake May style, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast via the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Pods, and wherever awesome football talk is found. We'll be back later this week with some national voices, some more Odyssey insiders talking how the Patriots are growing and developing four games into the season, what we see coming up for them as well. We'll preview the Buffalo game with some friends up in the Buffalo area as well. Everything you need to be the most well-informed, up-to-date, fanatical people of Foxborough you can. Holler at me anytime you want at FitzyGFY, and this is the At Six Rings Pod. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Good day. God bless. You got a real one in Drake. And as always, go Pats.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.